Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. We continue to monitor Hurricane Dorian and its impact on the Georgia coast. The pace of evacuation from the coast is still slow. This is despite the second day of mandatory evacuations ahead of the storm. GPB's Grant Blankenship has more.
By midday Tuesday, the eastbound lanes of Interstate 16 were empty. This despite there being open to westbound traffic from the coast since 8 a.m., and at the Red Cross shelter in Dublin, occupancy was just a fraction of what it was during Hurricane Matthew. Aclemus Ricks runs the shelter.
I can't say what's on people's mind that they've told to evacuate. Yeah. We don't know whether they decide to stay or they're on their way. We don't know.
Governor Brian Kemp issued mandatory evacuations for six Georgia coastal counties east of Interstate 95 ahead of Hurricane Dorian. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Dublin.
And people evacuating ahead of the storm are actually being urged to take their animals with them. Here's Savannah Mayor Eddie DeLoach.
It is a powerful storm, and if it's powerful for you, it's powerful for your pets. Make sure you take your pets when you go.
People loading onto the evacuation buses out of coastal counties can bring their pets with them. Animals must be in crates and have their vaccination records. And evacuees, along with their pets, are also welcome at Georgia State Parks, and that includes horses at parks with equestrian facilities. More information at gastateparks.org. Several coastal cities will be under a curfew tonight. Jekyll Island's curfew starts at 8 p.m., Savannah starting at 9, Glynn County, including Brunswick, starting at 10. Savannah Police Chief Roy Minter says people who don't evacuate need to stay indoors during curfew.
Well, the penalties could lead to arrest. It is an arrestable offense. But we're going to be more so contacting people, reminding them about the curfew, and encouraging them not to be out on the street.
Meanwhile, the only road into Jekyll Island will be barricaded starting at 8 p.m. this evening.